Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're just going to get around to the broadcast, Sister G. Israel. Did you get that article that you to read? And then we'll see what we can get going on the top part of the seventh day as all the six locations are starting to mount up and get the gates all open up. Do you have any kind of article you want to read on this national radio broadcast? Sister G. Israel, you're on the clock. Come on.
I am reading an excerpt from ABC News titled, Vice President Harris, We Must Speak Truth About History of Racism in America by Ben Gettleson. This is dated April 29th, yesterday, Thursday. Vice President Kamala Harris said Thursday in an exclusive interview with ABC's Good Morning America that she did not think the United States was a racist country, but that it was important to speak the truth about the role racism has played in the nation's history. Harris, the first black vice president, was responding to GOP Senator Tim Scott, Republican, South Carolina, who on Wednesday night delivered the Republican response to President Joe Biden's address to a joint session of Congress. Scott, the only black Republican senator, said, America is not a racist country, and took issue with what he called fighting discrimination with different types of discrimination, and trying to use our painful past to dishonestly shut down debates in the present. No, I don't think America is a racist country, Harris told Good Morning America co-anchor George Stephanopoulos. But we also do have to speak truth about the history of racism in our country and its existence today. The vice president said that we want to unify the country, but not without speaking truth and requiring accountability as appropriate. These are issues that we must confront, and it does not help to heal our country, to unify us as a people, to ignore the realities of that, she said. The vice president praised Biden for calling white supremacy terrorism in his speech and noted U.S. intelligence agencies have determined it to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. And that's the end of her statement about Senator Tim Scott.
Okay, so what do you get out of that? What do you get out of that by reading that? So what do you get out of that by reading that?
Well, I also found another article, an opinion piece from the Washington Post that discusses it. This is basically they're both playing politics and are being seasoned, meaning they are appeasing. So I found another article, an opinion piece from the Washington Post. It's called Tim Scott is telling the I'll just read an excerpt of this. Tim Scott is telling the Republican base what they want to hear about race. Opinion by Eugene Robinson. This was written yesterday, April 29th. The declaration Wednesday by Senator Tim Scott that America is not a racist country is a meaningless claim that would come as a surprise to the boasts of Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., among so many others. But the point of Scott's words wasn't to engage with history. Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, was offering deceptive absolution intended to provide affirmation and comfort to those who prefer to sugarcoat both the nation's past and its present. The South Carolina senator offers blanket permission to ignore Vice President Harris's reality-based rejoinder. It does not help to heal our country, to unify us as a people, to ignore the realities of historic and present-day racism. And I'll stop there.
Okay, so that's, so you say that was a good case of seasoning, and what is for this national audience? What is the definition of seasoning? You say that's a good case of seasoning. So we got a lot of new members that have joined into this broadcast. So what do you mean by a good case of seasoning?
Okay. One second. Let me get there. Okay. Seasoned. And there's a lot of different definitions for seasoned, but the one that is relevant to our conversation is to give a distinctive quality to, as if by seasoning, especially to make more agreeable, to qualify by admixture, to temper. And then I go to temper. Also, at the verb, for definition of temper. To dilute, qualify, or soften by the addition or influence of something else. Moderate.
Okay.
Six.
All right, well,
to exercise control over. To cause to be well disposed. To govern, restrain. And then lastly, mollify.
So you say the good seed is like a good oil. Otherwise, in layman terms, that those that do not recognize the signs of the times, they have been seasoned real good, and they is in high, they in high places making statements that what you see is not what really you see, is what we take as a good seasoning in high position. All right, that's pretty good. Let's bring Mr. Tills in to see what his thoughts here top part of Saturday. All the camps is loaded up, they're ready to go. According to what I'm hearing, everybody is ready to go. All six locations is ready to go, and just as y'all clock. Let's bring Mr. Tills in and see what he got to say on top part of Saturday. And if you know that you Israel, that means one thing. If you know you Israel, African American and Negro, children of Israel is ordained from Yahweh to keep the Sabbath day according to Leviticus 23 verse 3. Righteous Sabbath. All of them have when you stand before him, how you kept the Sabbath, but you drag your feet on them 6 working days. Good enough.
Once again, Yahweh bless your brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, it looks like we got a lot going on about Mr. Tim Scott, and looks like he's got a lot of personal things going on with himself, that he's been tutored quite a bit by the opposite agenda on what to tell everybody, trying to calm, I guess, the nation down. But I'm just going to probably make a few statements here. In his rebuttal probably to President Joe Biden in Congress, him being the only black senator, what he had to do with discussing on Wednesday's racial progress in the United States was made, I don't think he actually read the Willie Lynch letter years ago on how to train your black slave. It was pretty gruesome on what they had to do in that particular instance. You forgot also that we also had to use certain washrooms, or you were punished for using the wrong washroom of Esau. Use Esau's washroom, you're in trouble. The other issues were blacks were not allowed to attend white schools or live in white neighborhoods. You forgot if you're driving a nice car, you're pulled over. And how about most recently, I think it was forgot, the black army officer just a few weeks ago, a lieutenant, that was pulled over and told to get out of his car, not given any reason for what happened, but on December 5th, 2020, Windsor police had pulled over Joe Gutierrez and Daniel Cocker pulled over a U.S. Army second lieutenant who was a black Latino. While he was dressed in uniform, according to the, they filed a lawsuit. And according to this lawsuit that was filed April 2nd this year, it was noted that two Virginia police officers has been sued for allegedly drawing their guns on an unarmed Army police officer during a local traffic stop and also spraying him with pepper spray. Also note that here's a black attorney, army officer, was threatened by police and criticized as a response, and also the chief refused to apologize. That's really something. Now, I know many people, if you're of age, have experienced some presidential issues. My personal experience, I had one downtown Chicago at a huge company. I went to a company downtown, I'm talking about myself, went downtown to do service for one CEO. And as it goes, I went to the reception desk and asked for a gentleman named Mr. Strokovich, who was the CEO of a software company. And the secretary replied to me, you're asking for who? With their five fingers in the air waving. You know, I call it the five fingers of death. And repeatedly, you know, I said again, Mr. Strokovich. I never heard of him. So I replied, okay. I said, let me call him. So in the background, I heard a mumbling, whatever. Oh, my goodness, she really has a disgraceful attitude. Well, when I called him, the CEO answered the phone. This happened to me, Mr. Tibbs. The CEO answered the phone. I told him, I'm in your front office, and I was told by your receptionist, I'm not here. You are not here. No one worked here by the name. He said, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right there. So while I was waiting, she looked up at me and says, are you still here? Yes, I am. Oh, my God. So that was her reply. So when he came up front, he says, oh, Mr. Tibbs, thank you for coming by. She looked up at him and replied, oh, my God. And he says, oh, you should know your supervisor by now. So going through this, it makes me wonder, how can one be a senator and not be aware of all these racist acts that are present and in the past and have enough audacity to tell us that U.S. is not racist? Like I said, I wonder how much he was paid to say what he had to say. Oh, I do agree that the things have gotten a lot better, but racial discrimination is still exist in neighborhoods, schools, military, jobs, and even we've seen it in the police force in all states. So knowing that, it is an educational thing for us to be aware of what's happening and not deny what we're told from deceptive influence. Because we know that when we come to this program, we've all came to hear things that most of us can hear, which I say all the time. And some listening never understand. And after proper teaching, they probably get it. Well, you know, the wicked can do none of these things. No matter how much you tell them, the wicked can never receive it. For us, the righteous that receive the words of Yahuwah. But I've mentioned before in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, this is something to take note. 12 says, for the eyes of Yahuwah over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahuwah is against him that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, as I've said before, and we've been educated on, there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahuwah's word, and that's a good thing. We receive it, we add unto it, and some listening cast the same word behind their back. And that's not so good for others learning the word of Yahuwah. These are what I call raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see just who's attending, what we're all talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking. And besides that, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwah-y things. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize we're here for one reason, not who sits on your left, not who sits on your right, to spread rumors, but that's for the word of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word and connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek and found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event, but we do have a Sabbath class. And we're in the top part of the Sabbath now, which is Friday. Our normal time is from 6:30 to 9:30 until temple members desire to leave. the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5, once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we have a website address also for the listening members to use. To do this, open up any search engine currently on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big iron, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, if you notice, it might be a little different. You may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, one important note. Don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. It's very informative. The calendar tells you when the feast days begin, what they're all about, and how long they last. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yshdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. And we also have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Well, you have to considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards, because the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except, of course, for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One other note, we're also in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, you might imagine, I always say that today is another day for the word of Yahuwah, and nothing actually has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word and those with deceptive thinking. That's true. They'll come right for Yahuwah's word, listen to it with deceptive thinking. And why? You ask yourself, why does evil look for good? Something to think about. Or why does the deceiver look for someone to deceive? And you also have to ask yourself, why does a liar look for someone to lie to? Even your thoughts are tried by them for their sake. Even interpreting the Bible to make the scriptures have another meaning. In Proverbs chapter 19, let's see what it says in verse number 9. We look at verse 9. Verse 9 says, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. We look in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. 7 says, be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. So at this particular time, we're going to tell you that Proverbs 16, verse 13 tells us, 13, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they that love him that speaketh right. So at this time, we're going to turn our program back to our seer Israel. Keep in mind what has been said. The truth always prevails. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Father, still, that's exactly right. Taking your part, so we'll catch on the second half. We just want to get something going on and turn over to Brother Yahshua Israel and right back and ride a shotgun. All six locations open. Remember one thing, see, right? All six locations open and just as Yahweh to those on the network. Remember one thing. Children of Israel had an obligation. An obligation is to do one thing. If you know you Israel, there's certain things you must do, but you would not be seasoning, that means propaganda of the world. You got special rules and regulations. We'll take a look at it. Like going back to the Israel. See Israel. How about a little Luke? How about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12?
Luke, chapter 12. Verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And one thing about it, we have to always be clear. Long as you hear from the six anointed camp, long as you hear from the six anointed camp, the voices of a true Israelite, what it says in Ezekiel 45, verse 17. Let's take a look at Ezekiel 45, 17, Sister G. Israel. Let's see. Long as you can tune the dial in and you can hear a member of this anointed camp speaking the word of Yahweh, keep one thing in your mind. And give me the last two lines in verse 17. Last two lines in verse 17 of Ezekiel. The door is open for you. A door is open for you. Let's see what this door is in the 45th chapter, the last two lines of verse 17. What door is open up for the children of Israel? Come on.
To make reconciliation for the nation of Israel.
Reconciliation is still, long as you hear the six anointed camp. Reconciliation is open for you, see, right? That is one of the greatest mystery in understanding Yahweh's word. Long as you hearing voices of a true Israelite, that means you got a chance to do some reconciliation because that is done for you. You can come back to what was given to you. And that is keeping Yahweh's instructions. Let's precept that to Surah 45. Let's go to Surah 45, 11 through 17, 23, and verse 26. Keep this in your mind. Always tell your loved one, long as you can hear me talking to you, long as you can hear me talking to you, you got an opportunity to reconciliation. You got that open for you. And you must be able to tell your loved one, your better half, as long as you hear me saying, the door is open. Reconciliation is for the children of Israel, not the world. Because if he wanted to be a world thing, he would say all nations. All nations. He specifically left it open for the children of Israel. Now a seer gonna grab hold of another seer's writing, and we're gonna see what he said. We just read verse 23 and 26. We'll skip past 11 through 17. We just find out one thing about one seer never contradicts another seer. What they do, they add on to what a seer is saying. Let's see what he says in Sirach 45, verse 23 and 26. What says there, Sister G. Israel D. Reyes?
Sirach, chapter 45, verses 23 and 26. Sirach, chapter 45, verse 23. The third in greatness, honor, in Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, because he had zeal in the fear of Yahweh and stood up with good courage of mind. When the people were turned back and made reconciliation for Israel. Verse 26, Yahweh give you wisdom in your mind to judge his people in righteousness, that their good things be not abolished, and that their greatness may endure forever.
Mm-hmm. So you see, when you got a wise seer, and whether you know or not, you have one, but it's hard for you to believe it because of the season. A wise seer will always remind you, as long as you can hear the sixth anointing count, you got an opportunity to reconcile yourself back to your mighty one called Yahweh. Don't let it be too late. He tells you in the book of Jubilee 225. Let's read a little bit from Jubilee 225. See, one thing about it, we come humble, and his ministry is aimed for the sixth anointing count. Six and on the camp, you have to step your game up in what you agreed to do in Yahweh. You agreed to do some things in Yahweh. And once you hit brought back to your attention that everything that you agreed to, whether you know it or not, I got a precept there real quick. Mr. Spirit said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but why don't you precept that? Back up to Deuteronomy there, Sister G. Israel. Let's talk about some things here. See, one thing about it, the Bible with precepts will tell you what to do, and you got to recognize the signs of the time. We're going to back up to Deuteronomy chapter 20, chapter, what do we want, 29. And we're going to pick up at verse number 10. Now, if you read verse 9, make it sound good, and we'll take it down to verse 15. Listen good what you're getting ready to read. We go on to Deuteronomy, Heavenly Tablets of Deuteronomy, and we'll look at verse 1. We're going to get down to 9, take it down to verse number 16 now, Sister G. Israel, and by that time we're going to be emotional and see how much time old brother y'all got spreading them books out real good, and I'm going to peep at it and see what's going on. Deuteronomy 29, verse 1, and skip down to verse 9, down to verse 16. You're the clock, come up.
Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verses 1 and 9 through 15. Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 1. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. 9-15. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. 10. You stand this day, all of you, before Yahweh, your captains of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, with all the men of Israel. 11. Your little ones, your wives, and your stranger that is in your camp. From the hewer of your wood unto the drawer of your water. 12. That you shouldest enter into covenant with Yahweh, and into his oath, which Yahweh maketh with you this day. 13. That he may establish you today for a people unto himself, that he may be unto you a Yahweh, as he has said unto you, and as he has sworn unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel. 14. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath. 15. But with him that standeth here with us this day before Yahweh, our Yahweh, and also with him that is not here with us this day.
So a covenant has been made with the children of Israel, the one that was there and the one that was not. And the one that was not, it was the one that was in the loins of the people. So that covenant was made with the children of Israel, the one that was standing there with him and the one that was not. Now, to find out who was the one that was not, you have to precept your Bible. Now, who was the not? See, you precept your Bible, see, right? The game changer and understanding, you have to precept your Bible. It was a covenant made with the children of Israel. He said, I'll make this covenant with you that's standing here. I'm looking right at you. And the one that I'm not looking at is made with the one that's not. Because the modern-day teaching from the sinners of Esau, that the Almighty Son done away with everything about mortal restraint. You ain't got to keep no law. You ain't got to keep no Torah. You ain't got to keep the Sabbath day. You don't have to do none of that no more. Esau and his five sons that brought that, and he have seasoned the world. And the only one left he haven't seasoned is the anointed camp, the voices of the true Israelites. We're going to season him. That's what we're going to do. We're going to put some season on him with that bad teaching, because we're going to look at everything they're saying and show you soundly that a covenant was made with the children of Israel that was standing there. And we're going to precept that in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews. So let me try to call Hebrews and see, was this covenant made with the one that he said that was not? We go and take a peep at it and see, can we read who is the one that was not? And how we do that? We'll precept the Bible to the seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews. Make it six. Six? Okay, good. Six. Thank you, M.O.D. of Israel. Six. And we'll look right at, we'll look at, but Lord, it's seven. Thank you, Brother Yahweh Israel, seven. You know. And we'll look right at what it says in 7, verse number 9 and 10. And when we see his word called Melchizedek, it's polluted for Yahweh's son. We don't run from no words, Melchizedek, polluted for Yahweh's son. So there it is right there. Let's see what he got written. When Paul was invited to the great big temple of Southern Kingdom, and he quoted what was going on in Deuteronomy. This is what he said. Matter of fact, he made a profound statement. He said something real good, too, in verse 7. Matter of fact, you read 7, and Then we'll skip down to verse 9 and 10. Look what he says over here in verse 7 that Sister G. Israel said, right? Sister G. Israel. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7, what does it say?
Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 7, verses 7 and 9 through 10. Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 7, verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. 9. And as I may say...
Let me get in and put a hit on that one. The less is blessed. You know who the less is. The less is you. You blessed when you doing what this man's telling you to do. You have the supreme blessing. Less is blessed than the better. We got to remember that. We are the less. We are blessed. But we blessed when we keep the Torah instruction. That's what we blessed at. That's our game changer. Now
skip
down to verse number 9 and 10.
Verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receives tithes, paid tithes to Abraham. 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek, saluted for Yahweh the Son, met him.
Is that? So... we was in the loins of these people, just like when Levi, Abraham paid tithes for Levi.
Yeah.
And although Levi was still in the loins of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You see that? He was still in the body.
Yeah.
So he paid tithes in advance. Huh? For Levi. Yes, they was in the loins of Abraham. And just like we were in the loins of them people to keep this Sabbath day.
Yes.
That covenant was made with the ones that were standing out.
Yes.
And it's made with the Israelites today, all 12 tribes today.
Yes.
Now let's go to 58 chapter verse 12. And we'll take it on to verse 24. And we'll see that Brother Yahya Israel will get your closing statement on that. Let's go to 58 and pick up verse 3 of Isaiah.
Take it down and tell us to do. We're going to the book of Isaiah, 58, and pick up verse 12 down to the close of that verse and the close of the statement. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 12 through 14. And they that shall be of you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my righteous day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the righteous of Yahuwah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14. Then shall you delight yourself in Yahuwah, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Israel your father. For the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it.
And the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it. And what he said in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And what do the mouth of Yahuwah have spoken? He said, if you turn your foot from the Sabbath day, he didn't tell you, he said, turn your foot from them 6 days. You ain't going to do that anyway. You're going to grab them 6 days.
Yeah.
He said, if you turn your foot from the Sabbath day,
right,
and do what you want to do on my righteous day. Hey, that's what he said. Then he said in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, so one thing about it, see right here, your reward, less is blessed than a better when you keep the Sabbath day by having a righteous gathering.
Yes.
Every Sabbath you set it in order, and that's why all six along the camps, all over the known world, the gates is open for to come in and to hear and obey YHWH.
Yes.
And what he said in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, and a closing statement after D, Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knewest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahuwah does man live.
Excellent. Closing statement after the GSRX again on your part. And that literature you read about the vice president saying that, no, everything is okay. It looks good to me. Closing statement, you're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seed Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah. And on that note, we're going to turn over to the lead teacher out of Camp 1, out of Bosses of a True Israelite, Brother Yahdai Israel. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you there, Seed Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seed Royal. Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We got another opportunity to please our Maker, right? We just read that when we take care of his Sabbath day, he is pleased with that, right? And my admonition concerning the matter is that this is a privilege, opportunity. He didn't give it to every people. He only chose one people and gave it to just one people, to keep Israel Sabbath day with him. We can read that in the book of, let's read that of Mother E right quick, Book of Jubilee. See, we pour that out. See how much of a privilege it is to do those things that are pleasing to the Most High Yahweh. Let's look at the book of Jubilee. Mother E Israel, see it right here. Look at Jubilee. Chapter 2. Let's see where we want to start. Is it started at verse number 19. Jubilee chapter 2, verse number 19 through 22. Mother Israel, see you right. Let's see when Yahuwah created this Sabbath day, what he had on his mind. Mother Israel, see you right.
Mm-hmm. Verse
19.
Yes, ma'am. And
he said unto us, behold, I will separate unto myself a people. Now he said, behold, I will separate unto myself a people. Go ahead.
From among all the people.
He said, from among all the people that I created, I'm going to cut me out a piece of the pie, right? Go ahead, read on. He said they would do what?
Keep the Sabbath day.
He said these would keep the Sabbath day. Go ahead.
And I will sanctify them unto myself as my people.
Here we are.
And will bless them as I have sanctified the Sabbath day and do sanctify it unto myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even so shall I bless them, and they will be my people.
Uh-huh.
And I shall
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 20. And I have chosen the seed of Israel.
So he said he chose the seed of Israel. Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, right? He chose the seed of Jacob. His name was changed to Israel. Go ahead.
From among all that I have seen, mm-hmm. and have written him down as my firstborn.
Great.
And have sanctified him unto myself mm-hmm. forever and ever. And I will seek him the Sabbath day.
We say he's going to instruct him about his Sabbath day, right? Please.
That they may keep the Sabbath their own from all work.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. And thus be created back in a sign in according with which they should keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day to eat and to drink and to bless him who has created all things as he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a peculiar people.
What kind of people?
A peculiar people.
That word could be misconstrued. That word could be peculiar. They could take that one or two different ways. Either define what did that word peculiar. What is he really trying to say, Mother? The Israel? Forget Deuteronomy 7, verse number 6. What kind of people are this? Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Mother Z is rather see you rocking. Okay, Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Let's see what kind of people this is that he's talking about here, Mother Z.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6. For you are a righteous people unto the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah. The Yahuwah, their Yahuwah has chosen you to be a special people.
So you see, these are what kind of people?
Special people.
So they are special. Now they do that word peculiar to get us off track, but we understand what the game is all about as B-O-T-T-Y, right? Anything they can use to deceive us, because they are the deceivers, ain't that right? And we can read that in the book of Joshua, okay? We know who the deceivers are by name. Let's go back to that Jubilee, Mother Israel. Pick back up that verse number 21. Let's see if we can fill it in properly this time around, Mother Israel. Jubilee 2, verse 21.
Jubilee chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And thus he created that end, a sign, and according with which they should keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day to eat and to drink and bless him who has created all things
mm-hmm.
that he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a special
above
all people.
So he said he sanctified to himself a special people. And he said the special people that he sanctified is above all people, right?
Right.
Where you read on?
And that they should keep Sabbath together with us.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And he called his commanders.
He called his commands to sit as a what?
As a sweet fragrance acceptable before him all the days Israel
this Sabbath day was who?
Israel.
So that's why I say this is an exclusive club.
Hallelujah.
The only one that could participate, you know, you go to the dance. If you ain't got a ticket, you not going to get in, right? Look here, Israel. We got the ticket.
That's right.
And the door is wide open for us to come in. Let's look at the book of Luke. I gotta go give me some Luke 12:12 before I go too far with this. That's all we need there, mother. So say this TV Royal. Let's look at Luke 12:12. Look at Luke 12:12. Let's say this TV of C. Royal.
Luke 12:12. Mm-hmm. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
So we at VOTTY, we believe that. We just don't read that, right? We believe that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So let's see if we can follow up a few scriptures, Mother D of Israel. Let's go to the book of 2 Ezra. But the 2nd Ezra chapter 5, Mother D of Israel of C. Royal. And let's pick it up at verse number 20. Let's read 2nd Ezra 5, verse 20. Let's read down to about verse number 27. Mother D of Israel of C. Royal.
2nd Ezra chapter
5,
verse 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Second Ezra chapter 5, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, and so I fast every day.
You say I fasted 7 days.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
And weeping like as Uriel.
Mourning and weeping like as Uriel, the righteous minister's spirit.
Commanded me.
Mm-hmm.
21. After 7 days, so it was that the thought of my mind was very grievous to me again.
So he said, look here, the thoughts of my mind became very grievous. It was heavy on me, right?
Yeah.
So let's see all that point. We're coming right back there. Mother Israel, let's see what Ezra is working with here. Let's see what got Ezra in a funk, so to speak, here. Let's right to the book of 2nd Ezra. Let me see if I can pull out what I'm looking for. I thought it was verse number 8, but I don't see what I'm looking for there, Mother E. Let me see if it's in first. Well, in first Ezra, I see 2nd Ezra. 2nd Ezra, Mother E. Israel. Let's look at chapter... Chapter 8. Let's take a look at verse number 16. Let's see what Ezra got Ezra in a funk here, Mother E. 2nd Ezra chapter 8. Let's take it up at 15. Let's read a little bit. 15 and 16. Mother E. Israel, see you, Roy.
2nd Ezra chapter 8, verse 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
2nd Ezra chapter 8, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore, I will speak such a man
such a man and woman in general.
In general.
Uh-huh.
So I know it best.
Jesus, but look here, Yahweh, I know you know best, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
But touching our people.
He said, but touching your people.
For who say I am
So he said, I in a funk. Become concerned about your people, right? Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And for a divine inheritance,
uh-huh.
For whose house I'm on,
mm-hmm.
And for Israel, for whom I am headed,
uh-huh.
And for Israel, Jacob,
mm-hmm.
Israel, for whose faith I am troubled.
So, Ezra was in this funk because Israel, right? So back to that 2nd Ezra 5, Mother D of Israel, and see, Roy, pick it back up at verse number 22 through 27. Yes, ma'am.
my soul recover the spirit of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to talk with the Most High again.
So the sin said, I began to talk with the Most High. Verse 23. Yes, ma'am.
And said, oh,
said
yeah.
What?
Oh,
Yahweh.
And said, O Yahweh, thou bearest root of every wood of the earth,
mm-hmm.
and of all the trees thereof, thou hast chosen you one only vine.
So he said, of all the trees in the wood, you only chose you one vine. Go ahead.
24.
Mm-hmm.
And all land of the whole world, thou hast chosen you one pit.
Great.
And of all the flowers thereof, one lily.
Great, read on. Verse 25.
25.
Yes, ma'am.
And of all the depths of the sea, thou hast filled you one river.
Mm-hmm.
And of all builded cities, thou hast hollowed.
I've got Judah, for the word of Zion.
Okay. I've got Judah, for the word of Zion, unto yourself. 26.
Mm-hmm.
And of all the fowls that are created, thou hast named you one dove. And of all the cattle that are made, thou hast provided you one sheep.
Verse 27. Yes, ma'am.
And among all the multitudes of the people, thou hast gotten you one people, and unto this people whom thou lovest, thou givest a Torah instruction that is approved of us.
But he only chose them one people, right?
Yes.
Now this people, Ezra said that the Most High did what? He loves it, and they're right.
Yes.
So it's this white people that the Most High loves. Well, the Israel Sea Royal. Let's see if we can pull out a statement in the book of Samuel right quick. Let's see if we can pull out a statement in Samuel, somewhere around 7, I believe. Book of Samuel. What I'm looking for here, maybe 2 Samuel. If I can pull it out, Mother Lee, let's see. The statement over here that I would like to read in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Mother Lee is real. Let's look at verse number 23 and 24. 2 Samuel, Mother Lee, verse 23 and 24. So he said he chose them one people, right? Of that one people. He loved it. So let's see what he got to say about that one people in the book of Samuel. By the sea of Samuel, chapter 7. 2 Samuel 7, 23 and 24. Under the Israel Sea Royal. Book of 2 Samuel, chapter 7. Verse number 23 and verse 24. Under the Israel Sea Royal. 7. Your land before
trouble your people with thou, with you, with thou redeeming to you from Egypt, from Israel, from the nation, and thou,
when I will make a new covenant with the family of Israel and with the family of Yahshua.
So you say you're going to make a new covenant, right? Yeah. With the same people he made that first one with. Because he found fault.
Yeah.
And the fault wasn't with the covenant, was it?
No.
Wasn't nothing wrong with the covenant, right?
No.
The fault was with we the people, right?
Right.
Go ahead, Mother D of Israel.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, says Yahweh.
So Yahweh said that the fault was with the 12 tribe of Israel. We made the agreement and we wanted to renege on our agreement. Is that right? Let's see, with the Most High, when you something come out of your mouth, what do we think about that, Mother Israel? Let's run to Numbers 30, verse 22. When we let something come out of our mouth, what do the Yahuwah say about it? Now, our forefathers, they said that all you say we're going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be obedient to it.
That's right. And also was said, he said, when you didn't keep that covenant, he regarded you. What kind of way? Not.
That's right.
So that's the key word right there, Steve. When you're not keeping his covenant. So this personal relationship you have with Yahweh, you call it him a liar. But he tells you, if you ain't got his covenant, he regards you. What kind of way?
Not.
So the key to it is, you got to keep the covenant for he to regard you. But if you don't keep it, he regards you not. So you're out there on your own, whether you worry about who to your left or who to your right. You're out there on your own, because he regards you. What kind of way?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
All right. Let's run to that number 30, verse 1 and 2. Mother Israel of C. Roy.
Look at Numbers, chapter 30, verse 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses speak unto the heirs of the tribe concerning the family of Israel, saying,
wait.
This is the thing which the Yahuwah commands.
This is what Yahuwah command,
right?
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
If a man vow his vow.
A man and woman vow a vow.
Right. If a man or woman vow his vow unto the Yahuwah.
Now, the reason why he say a man is why. Why did he just say the man right here, Mother E?
Why did he just say the man?
Yeah, he said, if a man vow, why did he just say the man right here?
Man is the head.
A man is the head, right? Mm-hmm. When he say man, he talking about the whole,
man.
Everybody up under that man, right? Say, so if a man vow unto Yahweh, go ahead.
Swear an oath to bind
you
to the Lord and to the Lord. Yahweh, thus shall like to pay it.
You say, don't be slack, right?
You're right.
And pay it, right?
Right.
Hold that point. Let's see what type of attitude we must have dealing with our Yahuwah. Sister A, B, C, you see, right? Let's run through the book of Psalms right quick. Psalm 119. Let me see if I can pull it out. Psalm 119, verse 59 and 60. Let's say this figure C right. Psalm 119, 59 and 60. He said you should not be slack to pay it. Ain't that what he say? Look at Psalm 119, 59 and 60. Let's say this figure C right.
Psalm chapter
119,
verse
59
and 60.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 59.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought on my
ways. He said, look here, I thought on my ways, right? And did what?
And turned my feet
into thy covenant. And I turned my feet not away from your covenant, right?
Right.
We got to turn our feet to this covenant, right?
Verse 60.
Verse
60.
And did what?
I made haste.
Mm-hmm.
And delayed not.
He said, look here, I got busy, right? I ain't have time to complain. I was so busy taking care of Yahuwah's business. The book of Sirach, Mother D. F. Israel, see you wrote chapter 5. Let's look at verse number 7. Let's see if we can get a cycle with it. So David said, I made haste and didn't put no delay, right? Keep Yahuwah's covenant. The book of Sirach 5, verse number 7, Mother D. F. Israel, see you wrote.
Sirach, chapter 5, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go.
All right, take your time, man. Rock 5, verse number 7. Whenever you get there, Mother D.
Yeah.
All right, we can. You want to read that? A, B, and C, B.
Chapter 5, verse
7. Mm-hmm.
Make no tarry to turn to Yahuwah.
He said, now make no tarrying, right? To turn to your Yahuwah. Go ahead.
And put not off from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
For suddenly shall the wrath of Yahuwah come forth.
Because you don't know when Yahuwah is going to make his move on you, right?
That's right.
He said, suddenly Yahuwah's wrath will come forth and do what?
And in your security.
He's saying when you think everything is good, right?
Security in your mind.
Go ahead.
You shall be destroyed.
Go ahead.
And perish in the day of vengeance.
So Yahuwah said, don't put off from day to day.
Put off day to day.
To fulfill the word that came out of your mouth, right?
That's right.
Deuteronomy 23. 21 through 23, Mother D. Mother B. Israel is seeing you right. Deuteronomy
23, 21
through 23.
I got something to add with that.
Come on, see it.
Look at that, the 8th chapter, verse 36 to 39 in Romans. See, Yahuwah is telling you, don't put off. That's what we talked about earlier, reconciliation. As long as you're hearing the voice of the 6th anointed camp, it's open for you. But don't put off day to day on not doing what your forefathers, you say, I made a covenant with the one that was there.
Yes.
And I made a covenant with the one that was not there.
That's right.
If you know you Israel, this covenant is over your head. And look what he says in the 8th chapter, verse 36 through 39 of Romans. What he said, A, B, or B,
Romans chapter
8,
verse 36 to 39.
Yeah, what he say?
It is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded by that neither death, nor life, nor ministering spirits, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love.
So you don't let nothing get in your way of being separated from the love of Yahweh. Now run over to the book of Hebrews, through the title called Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 39. So, what he's telling you, a covenant was made with your forefathers and mothers. That covenant exists today. And one thing about it is covenant is the Sabbath day. When the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday, and that's why you both be locked into one of the six anointed camps, and in there, understanding you doing Yahweh's will. You're not doing the moderator's will. You're doing the will of what Yahweh told the ones that were there and the ones that are not. And this is what he said in the book of Hebrews, through this chapter called Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 39. What did he say?
Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 39.
Listen to that.
But we are not of them who draw back.
But we are not of them that do what?
Back.
Now, if you draw back from this understanding, what do you say?
He
said, I'm going to destroy you.
Yes.
If you draw back from doing what your forefathers agreed on, and you draw back for it, he said, I'm going to destroy you.
That's
right. So it's only a matter of time. Back to Brother Yahweh Israel.
Hallelujah,
boy.
Hallelujah. Let's look at Deuteronomy 23. Was the Israel, 21 through 23. Deuteronomy 23. 21 through 23. Was the Israel of seeing Royal.
Deuteronomy
23,
verse
28.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And thus shall vow a vow unto the
Yahweh. So he said, well, you, me, we, I have vowed to Yahweh, right?
Right.
So
Yahweh, that Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
thus shall not like to pay
it. See, don't be slack pit. And we read that you got to make haste. And that's what he said.
Right.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 22. Pay it for the Yahweh,
their
Yahweh will surely require it of you.
So he said that Yahweh going to require it of you, right?
Right.
Hold that point, Mother D of Israel. Let's see what Yahweh, how much emphasis he put on keeping his Sabbath day. And what is the penalty if we forbear to keep what he got on the table? Right to the book, Exodus 31, Mother D.F. Israel of C. Royce. But there's this book of Exodus, chapter 31. Let's pick it up at verse number 10, I believe. Exodus 31, pick it up at verse 12 through 18, Mother D.F. Israel of C. Royce. Let's see what Yahweh say about keeping his Sabbath day. What is the penalty for not keeping his Sabbath day? Exodus 31, 12 through 18, of the D of Israel, of see you, Roy.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
Yahweh spoke to the man of Yahweh, the seer, saying what?
13.
Mm-hmm.
Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep.
Wait.
For it is a sign me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you.
Verse 14.
15.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you.
Go ahead, read out.
Everyone that defileth shall surely be put to death.
So Yahweh got a penalty for defiling his Sabbath day, right? Now, you can show up and your mind be on the other side of town,
yeah.
The other side of town. Now,
yeah.
The penalty still staying, ain't that right?
Because
he said that, we read it, the seer read in Isaiah 58 that Hold that point, Mother D. I'm getting all tired up here, but let me see if I can pull something out here.
Well, I got something I ain't trying to pull out. I got something.
Come on, Tim.
Mother D.F. Israel. So what happened? So what happened in Ezekiel chapter 20? So what happened? It's going to Ezekiel chapter 20. And we'll look at verse 24 down to verse 26. Listen to what happened. See, that's why we have to come humble to show you that just like if you know if your arm is caught in a hot fire, you'll do everything and get it out the way.
Mm.
That's the same mindset you're supposed to have on the Sabbath day of Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Because the Sabbath day is the day that your forefathers agreed with, the one that was there and the one that was in the loins.
That's right.
And this is what he said to Ezekiel to write and put it in a book in the 20th chapter. North D.F. Israel.
Yeah.
What did he say? And pick it up around by verse number, I say, 24 to 26, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Notice 24 to 26. Look at this.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 24 to 26.
Yeah, what do you say?
Because they have not executed my judgment.
So they have not executed my judgment.
Yeah.
But have despised my
Sabbath. And they despise my... Listen, when you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you're despising Yahuwah's statutes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And have polluted my Sabbath.
And you was polluting my Sabbath.
Mm.
Anytime you're not keeping the Sabbath day the way he tell you to do it, you are polluting it. Go ahead.
And their eyes were after their... Idol.
Go ahead. Again, what happened next? What happened next?
25. Wherefore, I gave them also statutes that were not good.
So I'll tell you what I do. I'll give you statutes that's not good.
Yeah.
I'll give you stuff that you believe that you can do anything you want to do. I'll give you stuff that's not good.
Mm.
I'm the one to give you stuff that's not good.
Yeah.
And that's why you have two people looking like you, the vice president and the senator, saying that everything all right. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Boy, I can eat steak and potatoes whenever I get ready and drive when I want.
Mm.
Well, anywhere I want, you see? So that's called statutes is not good, because if you try that, I'll tell you what, you just mess around with the driving somewhere and you get lost a little bit. And you see what's going to be. So here you look at them corners all directions.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And judgment whereby they should not live.
And you're not going to live. And we talking about in the mind, you're not going to live in the mind until I kill you.
That's right.
That means you're going to be confused. Understand one thing. The covenant of the Sabbath day, it was in the loins of the people that made the agreement with him.
Yeah.
You locked in forever if you are bloodline Israelite of keeping the Sabbath day.
Mm.
Great.
26.
What?
And I polluted them.
And what do you do to them?
I polluted them.
So why do you think you polluted today? Because you would not do what the man tell you to do.
Yeah, right.
So he said he done what to you?
And I polluted them.
I polluted them. Now you keeping Sunday. Yeah. Now you holler Lord God and Jesus.
Yeah.
You get mad at somebody left to your right and you ignore what Yahuwah said. It is a Torah instruction as long as you live.
Yeah.
Read that. Moses, Romans 7 verse 1. Read what it tells you in Romans 7 verse 1, Moses. See, we think you be getting upset with the moderator of the Sixth Anointed Council. But really, you defiling yourself in Yahuwah's eyes when you don't keep the instructions of that Sabbath day the way he tell you to do it. Now, Paul was invited to the great big temple of the Southern Kingdom, 7 verse 1. And just what he said about the Torah instruction. What did he say?
Romans chapter 7, verse 1.
Yeah, what did he say?
Verse 1. Know ye not, brother.
Or sister.
Brother or sister, for I speak to you that know the Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
How that the Torah instruction have dominion over a man or woman, as long as he or she lives.
As long as you live, what's over your head there, Mother V?
Torah instruction.
The Torah instruction.
Yeah.
As long as you live, that's over your head.
That's right.
Well, you know, I don't want to come and crash. Well, hey, all you're doing is a ticking time bomb when Yahweh delivers you up. He said, bottom line is, if you ain't got me, I ain't got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, finish that verse up there, Mobile. 3:25-26 real hard. But read 25 again and get on down to 26.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 25-26. 25. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good.
Right.
And judgment whereby they should not live.
They should not live. And what did you do? 26.
26.
What did you do?
And I polluted them in their own gift.
Their own gift.
In that they caused to pass through the fire,
go ahead,
all that opened the womb,
go ahead,
that I might make them desolate.
You're going to make what?
Desolate.
Go ahead.
To the end, that they might know.
Oh, they're going to know. What they're going to know? Soon later, they're going to recognize you and know what?
That I am Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters.
YHWH, back to
Brother Yahweh, Israel. Hallelujah. Come back to that Exodus 31. Read that, Moses.
Yeah. Exodus 31, let's pick it up at verse 14-18. Exodus 31, 14-18.
Yes, ma'am.
14. Mm-hmm. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death.
That's why I say you have a penalty for not keeping his Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
That penalty is death. Go ahead, read out.
For whosoever doeth any work therein,
mm-hmm,
that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
So that person is going to be cut off. Cut off. Going right back to the symptoms of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
15.
Yes, ma'am.
6 days may work be done.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Sabbath is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he or she shall surely be put to death.
Yahweh is no respecter of Israelites. Is that right?
Yeah.
Verse 16. When it comes down to keeping his covenant, you either do or you get done, right?
You're going to get done.
That's right.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation,
mm-hmm,
for a perpetual covenant.
So this thing is perpetual, and that means never ending, ain't it right?
Yes.
Never ending. Verse 17.
Verse
17. Yes, ma'am.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
And on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed.
Verse 18.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony,
mm-hmm,
a tablet of stone written with the finger of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. This is written with the finger of the Most High Yahweh, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said that there's a penalty when you defile his Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
That penalty is, when it's all said and done, that death, they talk about that Sabbath death, right? Right to the book of Galatians, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Let's get Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. Book of Galatians 6, verse number 9, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Book of Galatians 6, verse number 9. Mm-hmm.
Shall reap if we faint not.
So look here, in due season, right? We're going to reap. But he said he can't give it up, right? He can't faint.
Right.
Brother Proverbs 24, of the Israel of seed right. That's what it means by if we faint not. Proverbs 24, verse 10, Mother Z, Israel, the seed royal. Yes, ma'am.
You, a day, faint in the day of...
I said that if you... This is a personal note to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? So if you faint in the day of adversity, right? Is that what he said?
Right.
Yes. Come on.
Or if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
He said, your strength is what? So he say if you faint in the day when it gets a little hot, your strength is small. Revelation chapter 3. So say this, PBC, you're right. Let's look at verse number 10 through 13. Revelation 3. He said, now if you faint not, you're going to reap in due season. Ain't that right? That's why you got things already prepared for the 12 tribes of Israel, ain't that right? The book of Revelation chapter 3, let's look at 10 through 13. The same figure, C. Roy.
Revelation chapter 3,
10
through
13. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Because
you have kept the word of my
patience. Well, Yahweh said, because you kept my covenant, right? What about it?
I will also keep you from the hour. He
said it's going to be an hour, right? But things are going to really get shaky. Ain't that right? Go ahead.
Which shall come upon all the
world. To do what?
To try them that
Verse 11. Yes, ma'am.
Behold, I come quickly.
He said, look here, behold, I come quickly. What?
Hold that fast.
He said, whatever you got, he better hold tight, right? Hold that fast which you have, right? That what?
That no man
takes. If no man, no woman do what? Take your crown. That if no man, no woman take your crown. Verse number 12.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am. Him or her, right? Him or her that overcometh. What do you think? So he said, let no man, no woman, right, take your crown. Back to the book of Sirach, Mother D of Israel of C. Roy.
I got something.
Come on, yes,
yeah. Let me bring this in. Come on, Mother D. Let's back up to the Romans book. And Paul is invited to this great big temple of Southern Gate. And this is what Paul says in verse 15, 16, and 23. He makes a profound statement in Romans chapter 6. Listen to what he says in verse 15, 16, and 23. Romans chapter 6. Verse 15, 16, and 23. Let's see what he says in verse 15. Listen to this real carefully. And bring your A read on this one. It's very important for you. 15, 16, and 23.
Romans chapter 3, 15, 16.
And 23. This is what he says in verse 15 and 16. Listen to this.
Verses 15 and 16. 23. Okay. Verse 15. What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the Torah.
No, not upon an animal sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because you're not upon an animal sacrifice. Remember, when Paul's talking now, Yahweh has completed his mission. So you're not upon a killing animals now.
But under mercy.
You're upon the mercy now. You're upon the mercy.
Yahweh forbid
Your crown is only for your head. You can lose it.
You know, I'm about to take the crown off of your head. Back in 74 and pick it in verse 8. Back in Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. A, B, or C, to listen good about this crown. We preach, we got the precept down. You know, give us the verse 7, and this is what you got to do in verse 7. But let's get 8 first.
Verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown.
From henceforth is laid up for me a crown. A what? That's Torah keeping. Go ahead.
That's why the righteous judge.
He'll get to me at that day.
Yeah.
Let us see if he'll get it by himself.
Not to me only.
But not to me only.
But to all them also that love his appearance.
To all them that love his appearance.
Yeah.
Is it not only to him? He say, I got one coming, but those that understand that you got to put some urgency about this thing, and you will love his appearance.
That's right.
So this thing is about you. You got to understand one thing. This is on you to do it. I care less about if it's too hot, too cold. Yahweh is the one control the weather.
Yes.
It's on you to do the Sabbath day. The covenant was made with the ones that was there in the 29th chapter and the ones that was in the lawn of them people. Now, give us the verse 7. Listen to this. Verse 7. Women, you got to fight what kind of fight?
Good
fight. You got to fight what kind of fight you got to fight?
Good fight.
You got to fight a good fight.
That's right.
You got to put up a good fight for this thing here. Go ahead and read.
I have finished my course. I kept
this covenant. That means I care less what anybody got to say. I got to get Yahweh's business out the way.
Yeah.
I got to put up what kind of fight? Back over to Brother Yahda Israel.
Hallelujah. Well, let's look at that Sirach chapter 4. Brother D.F. Israel, C. Royal. Let's pick it up at verse 22, 28, and 29. Let's see what Yahda got to say out of the book of Sirach chapter 4. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal. Sirach
chapter 4, verse 22, 28, and 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 22. Accept no person against your soul.
You say accept no person against your life, right?
And let not the reverence of any man cause you to fall.
You say let not the reverence of any man or woman cause you to slip, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Cause you to fall. Verse
right.
28. What you got to do?
Strive for the truth. Death.
You gotta run this thing hot off.
Yeah.
So you gotta strive for the truth unto death. Go ahead.
And Yahweh shall fight for you.
And Yahweh
shall
what?
Fight for you.
Verse 29, come
on. Be not haste in your tongue and in your deed flat and remiss.
He said, be not haste with the tongue, right? We've been reading about making them vow to Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
He said, but when he get down to take care of his business, you moving like a turtle, right?
And he will fight for you.
That's right.
And let me get a precept in there. Moses, let's get a precept in there. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, put it in called Hebrew, verse 5 and 6. Get a precept out of that. See, you want to make sure when you get into any trouble, You want to make sure that Yahweh is ready to fight for you.
Yeah.
But he's not going to fight for you if you ain't following the legal agreement that your forefathers and mother made.
That's right.
Every Sabbath day, you sit that in order before Yahweh, being taken for the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. We now read Leviticus 24, 1 and 8. You said that you springboard your life from the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
That's what he say. What he said in Malachi 13 chapter verse 5 and 6 of the book of Hebrews, which we try to call Hebrews. Yeah, what do you say? In 13, verse 5 and 6.
The book of Hebrews polluted for evil, chapter 13, verse 5 and 6.
Yeah, what do you say?
Verse 5. Let your conversation.
Let your talk, all that talk come out your mouth.
Let your conversation be without covetousness.
Always got some kind of slick in your conversation. Listen, the man got rules and regulations. Either you do what the man say or the man going to burn you in the fire. That's simple as that. Go ahead.
And be content with certain things that you have, for he has said, I will never leave.
What did you say to do? You do what?
That he would never leave.
He will never leave you. He said, you got him, he got you.
That's right.
You got to make the effort. He said, be content or whatever state you find yourself in, because Yahweh would do what with you?
He would never leave.
Never leave you. Go ahead and read.
Neither forsake you.
And he's not going to forsake you.
Verse 6. So that we might boldly say.
We got what kind of way?
Boldly.
We got a bold. What?
The Yahweh is my help.
Yahweh is my help.
And I will not think.
Feel
what man shall do.
I care less what man and woman got to say.
Unto me.
To me. I worry about you. I got my Yahweh right. That's the key. Back to Brother Yahweh Israel.
Hallelujah. All right, Mother E, let's look at 1 Corinthians. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, Mother Israel. Let's take a look at 24. Yeah. 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, 24 through 27. Mother Israel, C. Royce.
Right.
So in the end, Yahweh
say he got a penalty for breaking his Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
The penalty is what?
Death.
Death. Verse 27. Yes, ma'am.
But I kept under my...
But I keep.
But I keep under my body.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to a subjection.
Bring it into subjection? Go ahead.
Let that by any means I have...
Talk.
And I have talked to others.
What happened?
I myself should be a castaway.
Now, we don't want to be a castaway, right? We don't want to be toss us in the lake, ain't that right?
Right.
But let's see, special revelation, Sister Mother Z is ripped. Let's see what we got to be working with. The Revelation chapter 7. Mother Z Israel, C. Roy, let's forget Revelation 7, verse number 1 through 4. See what we got to work with, Mother Z. Revelation 7, verse number 1 through 4. To do some damage, right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Within their fury,
mm-hmm.
and appease. You mean the one that got them taking care of this business is who? That's why the Son created them for this day of vengeance, right? Hold up, boy. Let's see if we can get an example of how these ministers of spirit rode Mother D. F. Israel. If I can pull it out in the book of Chronicles. Let's see if it's 1 Chronicles 15. Is that what I'm looking for? Book of 1 Chronicles. See if I can run it down. I'm looking for, yeah, 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Mother D. F. Israel, see you right. Let's see if we can get an example. Book of 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. And we're going to drop down to 9 and 10. 13 to 15. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royce.
1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9 and 10. 13 to 15.
First Chronicles chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, 9 and 10, 13 to 15.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel.
Well, he said that Satan made David make a bad move, right?
Yes.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And David said to Joab.
What did he say?
And to the rulers of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan.
Go ahead.
And bring the number of them to me that I may know it.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying.
Saying what?
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Go and tell David.
So David, Yahweh spoke to who?
The
seer. He spoke to David's seer, right?
Right.
Saying, go and do what?
Go and tell David, saying.
Saying what?
Thus says Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
I offered you three things.
Now Yahweh cut a deal with you. Let's see what kind of deal he's going to cut if we transgressing his Torah instructions there. What kind of deal are you going to cut, Mother D.F.?
Choose you one of them, that I might do it unto you.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 11?
Yeah, read 11. Okay. Read it on down. Let's get the whole storyline here.
Okay, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
So Gad came to David and said unto him.
So Gad the seer came to David and relayed what Yahweh wanted him to relay, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thus says Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
choose you. Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Either 3 years famine.
Go ahead.
Or 3 months to be destroyed before your foes.
Go ahead, read on.
While that the sword of thine enemy overtake you, or else 3 days the sword of Yahweh, even the pestilence
mm-hmm.
in the land, and the ministering spirit of Yahweh, destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel.
Go ahead.
Now therefore advise yourself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me.
So Yahweh said, look here. Yeah, the seer told us, hey, what you want me to take back to Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 13.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
And David said unto Gad,
what David say?
I am in the great strait.
David said, look here. I'm in the great strait. Which move I'm going to make, right?
Yeah.
And no matter which move I make, something bad going to transpire, ain't that right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let me fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for very great are his mercy.
Good.
But let me not fall into the hand of man.
Now we can testify about falling into the hand of man, right?
Yeah.
We can testify about what he would do for us, ain't that right?
Yeah,
good.
me now, Mother Dia.
He gonna season us the most. He's gonna season on us.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
So Yahweh sent pestilence upon Israel, and their fall of Israel 70,000 men. Mm-hmm.
So Yahweh sent one minister spear, right?
Yeah.
And he took care of 70,000.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
Verse 15. What happened?
And Yahweh sent and minister spirit unto Yahweh to destroy.
Go ahead.
And as he was destroying, Yahweh beheld, and he repented him of the evil.
Uh-huh.
And said to the ministering spirit,
right,
that destroyed,
mm-hmm,
it is enough.
No.
Stay now thine hand.
Good.
And the ministering spirit of Yahweh stood by the threshing floor of Onan.
Uh-huh. Onan.
And
the Jebusite. So Yahweh left an example about how he rolled, right?
How he rolled.
How he operated. We read in Exodus 31, if you defile his Sabbath day, if we defile his Sabbath day,
yeah,
there's a penalty.
Yeah.
And the penalty is death.
Yeah.
I got something.
Hallelujah, Father.
I got some idea, baby. Now, this was, and see, remember when Brother Yahweh read that in that 39th chapter, verse 30, 34 through 36, 37? So the member spirit said, and you will not be disappointed. But Yahweh said, I tell you what, the spirit, would you do one thing for me? But look, why you do all that killing? Would you do, give me a Luke 19:27. You said, now, I know y'all are not going to disappoint me in that killing when I turn you loose. Then you hold all these nations apart now. You'll let them go. Look, we got written in Luke chapter 19, verse 27, A, B, or Phoebe. And Moses, Israel, have me Luke 13, verse 5. He's going to tell you something. And Moses, have me third chapter, verse 19 of Acts, waiting on back to back.
Luke chapter 19, verse 27.
Now, remember, the Milky Spirit said now, when it's time for us to take care of this business on them one that's not going to obey those rules and regulations, they said you're not going to be disappointed once you start killing them, right?
That's right.
Luke said in 19:27, Luke.
Those that's my enemies. Would not that I should reign over you.
So Yahweh is not reigning over you if you're not keeping the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
He's not reigning over you. Because you're doing it the way you want to do it. Go ahead.
Bring hither and slay them before me.
I tell you what, when you're just killing them, can you bring them before me? Let me see you kill them.
Mm.
Bring them before me and kill them. Is that what we're reading here?
Yeah.
Come on, Mother Eve. Luke 13, verse 5. Come on, Moses of Israel. Luke 13, verse 5. Moses, have me that 3:19 waiting on me.
Luke chapter 13, verse 5.
Listen to this.
I tell you. Nay.
I tell you nay.
But except you repent.
If you hear this message and you don't repent,
you shall all likewise perish.
You also gonna die. If you hear this message and if you don't start tearing the doors to get in them Sabbath days, what he said out of you?
You shall also likewise perish.
You likewise gonna perish. Acts 3:19, Mother Eve.
Look at Acts chapter 3:19. Repent you therefore.
Do what?
Convert.
Repent
you therefore and be converted.
And go ahead.
That your sin may be blotted out in the time of refreshing come from the presence of the
Lord. That's up to you. It's up to you. Understand what I'm saying? The Sabbath day was given to your forefathers. It is a covenant on you today, tomorrow, as long as you are alive. If you don't repent, what's going to happen to you before the day of refreshing comes? Luke 13, verse 5, one more time, O thee of Israel.
Luke chapter 13, verse 5. I tell you nay,
uh-huh,
but except you repent, all likewise perish.
Back over the brother young guy Israel.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Alright, let's go back to that Sirach 39. This should do the deal, I guess, for me at least. Sirach 39, verse 28 to 31.
I'll ride
to
God with you.
Sirach 39, 28 to 31. So, A.B.C. Roy. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. 28 to 31. But the seed of the righteous, Torah instruction keepers shall what?
but the seed of the righteousness shall be delivered.
But the seed of the Torah instruction keepers shall be delivered. Mm. He said, don't hand join in hand.
That's right.
The wicked is not going to be unpunished, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 13. David, CBS, right. Let's pick it up at verse 13. 13 to 15. The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 13 to 15. So say, Amen, Stephen, C. Roy. Mm-hmm.
Wait.
The day of his fierce anger. Verse 14. Mm-hmm. It should be as the chaste rope. Mm-hmm. So every man, woman must return to their own people, right? And do what? Verse number 15. Mm-hmm. Wait. So you say everyone that tied in with Babylon the Great, right? They're going to fall by the sword, right? That's why he tells us in Revelation 18, Mother D.F. Israel, see, right? What he tells us, what is the instruction he gave us in Revelation 18, verse 4? Look at Revelation 18, verse 4. Mother D.F. Israel, see, right?
Revelation 18, verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying,
saying what?
Come out of her, my people,
mm.
that you be not partakers of her sins,
wait.
And that you receive not of her faith.
And on that note, we're going to bring you back in to see her. See Israel, see Roy by saying hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. That's my brother Yahweh, Israel. That was all about. So, what is he trying to sum up and tell us, Mother V? He's trying to tell us in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. He's trying to tell us something. He's talking to the northern kingdom. And we lied at camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the camps. The gates is open every direction for you to do one thing, see right here. Keep the Sabbath day the way he tell you in the Bible. If he wants a blessing over your family, you have to do what the man got written. That's where it starts at. So we got to be a Corinthians 11 verse 1. And what do it say? Double 11 verse 1, what we got to be?
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
Yeah.
Verse 1. Be ye followers of me.
Be ye followers of me.
Even as I also am of Yahweh the Son.
And we follow Yahweh the Son. So now be ye followers of me as we follow Yahweh the Son. Let's find out what Yahweh the Son do. He said, follow Yahweh the Son. Let's go to Matthew there. A, B, or B, we're going to Matthew. Now he said, be ye followers of me. He said, because what I'm following is Yahweh the Son. So he wants you to watch his example and follow him. So we go and take a look at what did he do for we to always be mindful of what he did to follow him. Let's see, can we be mindful of what he did? Now, what are we going to be mindful of what he did in the book of Luke? We're going to make a book of Luke. What did he do? But we can be mindful of what he did and be ye followers of him as he followed Yahweh. What did Yahweh do in 4:16 of Luke?
Yahweh
What did Yahweh do? And verse 17. Let's see, he lays it out for us. We got to think about, all we got to think about, he said, be ye followers of me, or Paul saying, as ye follow Yahweh the Son. Okay, what did Yahweh the Son do? Luke chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, what happened?
Yeah.
Who got that?
Abel.
Abel. You raise your voice up, Abel. Luke chapter 4, 16 and 17, top part of 7 days. Make it 16 and 17. 16 and 17. Yes, ma'am. A.D. of Phoenix. Luke chapter 4, 16 and 17. Bring your A.D.M. on top part of 7 days. 16 and 17. What did it say?
He came to Nazareth.
He came to Nazareth. That's where he was brought up at Nazareth. And he had a custom. What was his custom? He went to the temple. On the Sabbath day. So he went to the temple. That was his custom. Now he the one created all that whole world.
Yeah.
So now he made sure that he kept the Sabbath day.
That's right.
So what Paul was telling the Corinthians, Northern Kingdom, follow me as I follow Yahweh. The Son. What did Yahweh do? Every Sabbath he went to the temple.
Yeah.
So when you follow your Yahweh, you do the same thing he did. That was Paul telling them to do. Follow Yahweh to the temple. We got six locations. One of them should be in your area. Get in where you fit in at to make sure the spirit of Yahweh be over you, because you might need him one of these days.
Huh?
Isn't that right, Mother Z? You might need him one of these days.
Yeah.
That's true.
You might need him one of these days, and all of a sudden he's going to say, the precept that Moses, look what he's going to say in Matthew chapter 7. So he's going to say something to you,
yeah.
So we can see, you can read what he's going to say to you, what he's going to say to you. You might need him one of these days.
Yeah. That's right.
You might need him one of these days, but what are you going to tell you in the 7th chapter of Matthew? He's going to make a profound statement. What I want. He'll make a profound statement. He's going to say something in verse number 23. Yeah. What are you going to say in 7:23 there, Mother? What are you going to say in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23?
Matthew chapter
7. Listen to this. Now imagine you need your Yahweh. I heard some guys outside. They see me when I got my business changed. And I've been told they're going to rough me up. You know I need you now, because I sure need to get this money and put it in the right position. You know I need you now. And then, suppose Yahweh, I'll tell you this.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 23.
What did it say?
And then will I confess unto them.
I need you now, Yahweh.
You that work me.
You is breaking my Torah instruction.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Right.
You need me now? Guess what? I'm a precept that, Mother of Israel, to the 23rd, to the first chapter of Proverbs, figure verse 23. See, you can precept your Bible, and your Bible will tell you exactly what Yahweh is going to tell you if you ain't got him right. Let's get down. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1. Let me get read to it. We're going to Proverbs chapter 1. See, one day you might need your Yahweh.
Yeah.
And he's going to ask a question. do they do on my Saturday? Is what all they like to they like to listen on the internet. And you got how many locations? 6 locations ready to go. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do for them, the one that wanna not keep my Saturday. See what he say he gonna do in Proverbs chapter 1. Let's see what he says in verse 26. I need some audio, Moses of Israel.
Proverbs chapter
1,
verse
26. No, go get a 24. Just get started. Let's make a little meal out of it. Think of verse 24.
Proverbs.
Now this is what he says in 24.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24.
Listen.
Because I have called.
I called.
And you refused.
But you refused.
I have stretched out my hand. And no man or woman regarded.
I mean, I called you, but you refused, and no man or woman regarded.
Yeah.
You still think you can watch that one eye say, and let that one eye say keep hemming you up, not keeping an eyeball to eyeball to Saturday. What did the man told Solomon to write in verse 25?
25. But you have set enough all my counsel.
Everything I said, you paid no, never mind. That's why I asked the time, brother, y'all gone that way. Do they believe what they read? I know they're following alone, because network would be that fact. But do you believe what the man is saying?
Yeah.
What is the man saying?
And would none of my reproof.
You don't want none of my reproof. You don't want none of my reproof.
Yeah.
Look what he said. One day you might need me. Look what he said. What?
I also will laugh at your calamity.
But I'm going to laugh at your calamity. When you need your Yahuwah the most, what is he going to do?
Laugh at your calamity.
And what else he going to do?
I will mark when your fear comes.
Now imagine you hanging, somebody's pointing fingers, and look at him and laugh.
Yeah.
You hanging and somebody laughing at you. Not happy. He said, I'm going to mark you when your fear come upon you. Is that the man saying, Mother E? Is he saying that? Well, what else he say?
When your fear comes.
When your what comes?
Fear.
Yeah.
As desolation.
And your desolation. Go ahead. And your destruction.
Comes as a whirlwind.
As a what kind of or what?
A whirlwind.
Go ahead.
When distress. Anguish?
Yes.
Cometh upon you.
What?
28.
What?
Then shall they call upon
Yahuwah, Lord, I need you now, Yahuwah, Lord. Lord, Yahuwah, I need you now.
Yeah.
And ever before, I need you now. What is that?
But I will not answer.
What?
I will not answer.
You see the man saying? Well, that's why I got a precept there. Precept that to the 59th chapter that Mother E of Isaiah. Let's precept that.
Yes,
let's find out why he's not going to answer you. So the man is trying to take you. Listen, it's not that I happen to see anybody. I just do what Yahuwah's will. I know I'm supposed to be in position to do my part in Yahuwah for my blessing. And I'm prepared to give you just as Yahuwah as the best of my ability.
Yeah.
But it's up to you to understand one thing. It's up to you to do Yahuwah's will.
Yes.
So one day you might need your Yahuwah. And guess what he'll tell you? I never knew you. Why should I do anything for you? And I gave you a dress code with fringes on, and I gave you my Saturday to be a sign between me and you.
Yes.
And you keep now one of them. So what can I do for you? Remember what we read now. Louis said in Isaiah 59, verse 1. Let's read a little bit.
Isaiah 59, verse 1.
What?
Behold, Yahuwah's hand is not shout, that it cannot save.
Yahuwah do not have alligator arms that he cannot save.
Neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear.
And you ain't got a Jesus me to death, neither. I don't need no hearing aid. Go ahead and read.
But your sin have separated between you and your Yahuwah.
What have separated me from you is your sin.
Yeah.
You're not keeping the dress code.
hid my face from you.
That he will not hear.
I'm not going to hear you. Well, you know, I always can call. I talk to him every Wednesday afternoon sometimes. You talking to Satan, the devil. Because Yahweh said, I am not hearing you. Is that what we read?
Right.
What does it say?
For your hands are defiled with blood.
Your hands are defiled with blood.
And your fingers will sin.
Your
lips have spoken lies.
And you're lying on me. You got this personal relationship with me. You're lying.
Your tongue has multiplied perversion.
Yeah. That's good. Come on, that's good enough. I ain't making a meal out of it. Come on back here, Mother. Take it back in verse number 28.
Proverbs 1:28. Proverbs 1:28.
What did
he
say?
Then shall they call upon me.
Yes.
But I will not answer.
Go ahead.
They shall seek me early. But they shall not find
me. Not going to find me. But, go ahead, say on
down. Verse 29. For that they hated knowledge.
They hate knowledge.
And did not choose the fear of Yahweh.
See, they did not choose, they refused the fear of Yahweh. What is that, Moses? What is the fear of Yahweh? 111 verse 10 of Psalms. Back on A, B, of Phoebe. 9 verse 9 of Proverbs is boy talking. What is the fear of Yahweh? What is his fear? He refused to have his fear. What is his fear? 111 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10. What is Yahweh's fear that we can read?
That's right.
111 verse 10.
Psalm 111 verse 10.
Be fair, Father, what is Yahweh's fear?
Psalm 111 verse 10.
Let's
say. Verse 10.
The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of Yahweh is your beginning of wisdom.
A good understanding have all they that do
your Torah
instruction.
Oh, so the fear of Yahweh when you do what?
The Torah instruction.
That's the Torah instruction that you don't have. You worry about who's that. How many times, who shot John and who shot Sally? You worry about what happened to Sally when she fell down and the dress came up. You got all on your mind if you're doing Yahweh's will. Listen, you got to do Yahweh's will.
Yeah.
9:9, A.D. of Phoebe, what it say in Proverbs? What does it say?
Did you give instructions to a wise man? Woman.
Verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
And the knowledge of the righteous
is keeping them first by the book.
Yeah.
So you got to have all that before your fear one day catch you at the bus stop or catch you coming out your house and here come that fear. Then you'll call on him and you'll say, well, did I tell you about them days? Yeah. Now you need me, right? And I can go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 14. He said, I'm going to watch over the eagle.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to control that baseball bat going past your knees.
Yeah.
It's written over there in Daniel chapter 9, we ain't going to read. See, Yahweh will be looking right at the eagle come upon you.
Yeah.
So he's telling you what to do to keep him directing you the right way.
Yeah.
Keep my Sabbath day. Put on them fringes. Come on, Mother E.
of the Most High of Israel.
Proverbs 1:30. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof.
They take it lightly.
31. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way.
You will eat the fruit of your own way.
And be filled with their own device.
And you will be filled with your own device.
32.
Listen.
For the turn away of the simple,
Shall slay them. It's gonna slay thee. See, you don't say you be as smart as you want, but in time you're not keeping Yahweh's will when he tell you do, you gonna turn away. He gonna do what to you?
Slay.
And listen to this. What does he say?
And the prosperity
of fools
shall destroy them.
So that prosperity that you doing by ignoring. And yet I have made a favor for 6 locations to be open. But you come down and sit there with big ears and a little mouth and learn the word of Yahweh and keep that fear of Yahweh over your head, because one day you might need him. Verse 33, listen.
But whosoever listen unto me
shall dwell safely. What kind of way are you going to dwell?
Safely.
And you'll be quiet
from fear of evil.
Yeah. So he got it written 54:17, Mosi of Israel of Isaiah. He got it written backed up with Mother E over there in 91:1 of Psalms. He got it written already. 1, 2, and 3 in 91. He got it written all through the book. If you want to be quiet, if you don't want no evil or fear come upon you, then why don't you do what the man tell you to do?
Yeah.
Huh? What's your reading?
Isaiah 54:17.
Listen good.
Isaiah 54:17.
Listen good.
No weapon. That is formed against you shall prosper.
I mean, I don't care if it's COVID-19, 20, 21, and 23.
Mm.
Nothing formed against you gonna prosper.
Yeah.
Sure, you gotta have no piece of mass when you ride in these CTA buses going they store. So what?
Yeah.
But that don't mean you can't. Now you sit at home and can't even eat. You can't eat through your mask now.
Yeah.
Take your mask off if you got the Yahweh before you.
Yeah. And every tongue that shall raise against you.
And everybody raised against you, they backbite. They got all kind in your windows. Go ahead.
And judgment.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt condemn.
He'll do what?
Condemn.
Yahweh is going to condemn you.
This is the heritage. Of the servant. Of Yahweh.
Oh, so you got a up on everybody.
Yeah.
If you do it, Yahweh, he said, I got an inheritance for you.
Yeah.
Nothing formed against you going to work. I got your back if you believe me. Go ahead.
Yeah. And their righteousness is of me.
And your righteousness is of me, says Yahweh. I mean, I don't understand any religious Bible that people don't understand. This Bible gonna stand.
Yeah.
This Bible have stood the test of time.
Yeah, that's right.
This stand right here has been around to tell you one thing. You got to make sure what you're doing the Bible supports.
Yeah.
One day you might need him.
Yeah,
and that's ain't gonna laugh at you. He said, well, what happened to the friends? Oh, well, you know, I'm seasoned.
Mm.
Okay, good. And I'm seasoned too. Good. What happened to my Saturday? Oh, well, you know, I didn't like because it was too cold. It was too hot.
Mm.
Okay. I got something hotter than that for you when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
And we can read that in the 44th chapter of the Vision of Paul. He will ask you, what did you do?
Yeah.
In my Torah keeping.
Mm.
He will ask you, what did you do?
Yeah.
You said, no, I didn't do no work. But you forgot what he said, Mother E, and Zachariah 9:7. You forgot what the man said.
what he says in 2 Ezra 9, verse 7 through 9. Do you know what the man is saying? 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7 through 9. Mother E, what he say? 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7 through 9. What did the man say? He's telling the seal something.
2 Ezra, chapter 7.
Chapter 9, verse 7 through 9.
2 Ezra chapter 9, 7 through 9.
Yeah, he taught him to the seer, eyeball to eyeball. He told him something. What did he tell him?
2 Ezra chapter 7, verse
7 through 9. What did he say?
And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his word.
By your what?
Word.
So if you, all the way you will be saved, you got to have what?
The word.
If you ain't got no work, then the man ain't going to save you. You ain't got to know what you will be saved by your work.
Yeah.
But the Roman Catholic Church in the 1780s said you ain't got to do no work. You up under grace now.
Yeah.
But Ezra's telling you, you will be saved by your work.
Yeah,
that's right. Go get a paycheck and don't work that week. Mm. And see how many times they're going to pass your paycheck. Mm. So why you in the paycheck line? Well, you know, I believe I got a check coming. He didn't do no work. The same thing Yahweh gonna tell you. If you ain't got no work, you will not be saved.
Right.
That's how he said, verse 8 and 9.
Verse 8. Shall he be preserved from thee, said perilous.
The pearls.
And shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders. For I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. Verse 9. Then shall they be in pitiful case.
Yeah.
Which have had a view my way, and they that shall cast them away despiteful shall dwell in torment.
You see the man said? He said, one that can ignore doing what I got written.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you think in your own mind. He said, you going to be in what kind of case? Pitiful case. And where you going to?
Torment.
You'll be in pitiful case and you're going to torment. See, I don't understand how you can hear this kind of word and don't obey this man.
Mm-hmm.
All is going to come back on you. All the books going to be open and everything that the anointed camp has told you in this book, they're going to lay it out before you and ask you about it. Why didn't you, you didn't believe nothing they were saying? They're going to read what I got written.
Yeah.
There he is over there. Taking a little herbal tea while they ain't watching you. Matter of fact, I can read they're going to be watching you. Come on, let's back up and read it, Mother D of Israel. 6624 of Isaiah. I'm going to show you. They're going to be watching you.
Yeah.
Isaiah 6624. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to come a day that the one that do Yahweh is going to be watching you. Yeah. And this is what they're going to say. It's already written in Isaiah 6624. Exactly what's going to happen while they watching you. This is what they're going to say.
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24.
Listen good.
And they shall go forth.
And they're going to go forth.
And look upon the carcasses.
And look upon the bodies
of the men.
Men and women.
And women that have transgressed.
That have sinned against me. Great.
They will have on them worms on them.
That means you will be able to see all the ones that violate that Sabbath day.
Mm.
not only is he going to be in the back, he's going to have a gulf ready for you, and he'll be he'll put the worms on you. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
And five. And that's the state you're going to be in forever. Why even cake don't taste that good? That long, do it. Why you will be in a state like that for how long?
Forever.
Worms going to be fighting on you. Fire's going to be wearing you out. And the people that made it going to be looking at you and saying, God, dog. We told that sister to keep the Sabbath day, but she worried about the temperature. Now she in some fire so hot now, and all she can do is holler, oosh, 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 oosh. Huh? You see what man is?
Yeah.
Let's back up, Mother E. Let's back up to St. John chapter 5. Look at the man trying to tell you in verse 14. Backed up with Mother Zeus and James 2:19. Because I don't understand, even the devil reacts better than we act. We're going to read him in a minute. Look what he says in St. John chapter 5, verse 14.
St. John chapter 5.
Verse 14. Let's see what he says.
St. John chapter 5, verse 14. Afterwards,
Yahshua's
son found him in the temple.
Afterwards, Yahshua better find you in the temple.
And said unto him.
And he said unto him or her.
And said unto him or her.
What?
Behold. Thou art made whole.
Now you've been made whole now.
Sin no more.
Sin no more. Stop breaking my Saturday. Put your fringes on.
Let the worst thing come up on
you. Let the what?
Let the worst thing come up on
you. The worst you can get is the worms on you in the thigh. The worms in the thigh. It's going to be on you. Now, what does the devil say about that? James 2:19. Mother Zeus. James 2:19. See, we come humble. We gonna read the Bible to you all the way. But it's up to you to read. Don't worry about the moderator. Don't worry about the who shot John. Worry about what this man is telling you. The man say, I'm gonna do you some damage. Mother E, give me a 98 chapter of Sirach, 8-12. Enoch, 98:8-12. Had that waiting over there, Mother E. James, chapter 2, verse 19. What did it say there, Moses?
James, chapter 2, verse 19. Thus believe that there is no Yahweh.
Read that again.
You believe that. Thus believe that you.
You believe it
that there is one Yahweh.
Yes.
You do well.
To believe it's one Yahweh,
yes.
The devil also believes.
But how do he act?
And tremble.
See, the devil even knows the Yahweh. He do what?
Tremble.
And we don't even tremble. You just gonna be bold enough to walk in that fire, and you're gonna pay the price. The devil knows his time is coming, and he's trembling. That's James 2:19. Because by fact, give me 25:41. That Mother Z or Matthew, let's precept that. See, we gonna mess around and end up where we don't want to be at. Matthew 25:41, Mother Z. Let's see what it says. We're going to precept that verse. 25:41. You're going to crap your way right into that fire. Yeah, what it says in 25:41 in Matthew.
Mother, for that close. Mother E, we're going to sign with you. For the Israel, Zero, are you ready for your clothes?
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Yahuwah, let us go on to perfection, not lying again, the foundation of repentance from dead works.
What kind of work?
Dead work. And of the faith of the covenant for Yahuwah. Verse 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Verse 12, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Verse 13, for when Yahuwah made promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, by himself. Verse 14, saying, surely, truly blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. 16, for men and women barely swear by the grace. And an oath for confirmation is to them the end of all strife. Verse 17. Wherein Yahweh will be more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by his I relinquish and say, thank Yahweh for the theater, for the temple, for the opening doors of the 6th Ham, for the ministers that died, and for the mothers who were able to make it, and for sisters and brothers and children that are yet to come. And I say,
Hallelujah.
All right, Mother D of Israel, see you, Roy. You ready for your clothes, Mother D of Israel? See you, Roy.
Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your righteous spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit.
What
kind of spirit
is this?
Free spirit.
You're right.
13. Then will I teach transgressors the ways and sinners shall be converted unto you. Deliver me from blood, guilty, O Yahweh, thou Yahweh, of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing loud of your righteousness. 15, O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. 16, for thou desire not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. 17. The sacrifice of Yahweh are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite mind. O Yahweh, thou wilt not despise. 18. Do good in the goodly pleasures unto Yahweh's Jewel. Be about the walls of then shall you be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks before that offering. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah,
Father.
Hallelujah, Father.
All right, Father Z, you want to close out?